This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1012, How to Regulate Your IELTS Vocabulary.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you will learn vocabulary regarding government regulations. These are perfect for writing task 2 and speaking part 3. Practice using them to get a 7 or higher on test day.
Hey, Jessica. How are you?
Guys, I am already laughing because we are recording this on St. Patrick's Day. You guys know we record in advance. We have to, right? We have to be prepared for you guys. And we're recording this on St. Patrick's Day. And Aubrey and I suspect that there is a little leprechaun inside our devices that is laughing and trying to get in the way of our goals today.
I know. Everything keeps going wrong. I'm like, that's it. There's something going on. Something supernatural happening.
It's so funny. But some days are like that. Here's a phrase you guys could use to describe luck like that. It's Murphy's Law. I know that's, it seems related to St. Patrick's Day and Irish to me because Murphy is like an Irish name. Oh, anyway, because you are asked about superstitions, traditional beliefs, stuff like that on IELTS. And in America, we talk about something called Murphy's Law. Do you know what Murphy's Law is?
Yeah, it's just what can go wrong will go wrong, right?
Exactly.
I remember my dad explaining it to me by saying, if you drop a piece of toast that has butter and jam on it, it will land jam side down.
Totally. Exactly. So if you're describing like bad luck or something, guys, say like, well, you know, I guess it can be explained by Murphy's Law.
Exactly.
All right. So let's skip over the supernatural. We are going to go against this force trying to stop us. And we want to teach you guys about IELTS today. Aubrey, what are we talking about?
Yes, this is going to be really fun, you guys. We are going to share interesting vocabulary that you can use, especially on task 2 and speaking part 3, that you can learn from our conversations and coffees clips. These, if you guys haven't subscribed yet, they're so fun. It's multiple, 3 or 4 of us chatting about interesting topics, and then we provide the transcripts and vocabulary and a quiz. So if you guys haven't subscribed, go to allearsenglish.com/fast. And if not, you're about to hear a minute from one of these conversations with some very interesting vocabulary, and we are going to share with you how to use it on the IELTS exam.
Yes. Awesome, guys. So listen to this clip. It is a group conversation. So of course, it's great for listening skills, but I want you to notice the natural vocabulary that is very impressive in this clip. And it is also an IELTS topic, right? Talking about sugary drinks. Okay. So this could definitely come up on IELTS. So great ideas, great vocab. All right. Let's listen to the conversation.
Yeah, I agree with you, Michelle. I think it'd actually be a smarter plan because I think when you do start to say you can't have this, you can't have that, it does, like I said before, open the door to other things, which could be a little dangerous. But instead, why not just jack the taxes, right? Yeah. Say you're paying 20% more for this big gulp. If you really need it, then pay more. And that money goes into the government, which then helps pay for healthcare or whatever it is. Yeah.
Because that's what I think that... if the government steps in, like I said, there's just too many ways to get around everything. So yeah. It's like, it doesn't have to be. I mean, overall, yeah, I think it's okay to regulate it personally. But then when you actually think about, okay, is this actually going to do anything? I don't know if it would. Like I said, you can get 2 smaller drinks or, you know, just get it in different ways. Or it's just, I don't know. I don't know if it would actually work. So I feel like the better way is to either tax it or focus more on the PSAs and things like that.
Well, and you could eliminate sponsorships, just as a note. That's something like tobacco can't do sponsorships. And I feel like the more you glamorize it, the more you see the brand out there, that does make a difference for it getting popularized to people, you know, things like that that could be eliminated that might make a difference.
Okay, guys. So let's talk about some words that we want you to learn from this little conversation clip. And one more time, guys, if you want to hear entire conversations with tons of natural vocab and ideas, subscribe at allearsenglish.com/fast. Okay, so let's focus on the vocabulary regarding government and health and laws, because these ideas come up a lot on IELTS speaking and writing. So, Aubrey, what is the first word?
Yeah, so first, Lindsay said, why not just jack the taxes?
I love this.
I know, it's so good. It's such a native, natural way to say increase. So that's what that means, to increase the taxes. We say jack. It's sort of like a jack for a car is the device that raises a car.
Yeah.
And we use that as a verb, as sort of a slang, natural way to say increase something.
Exactly. So it's definitely slang for sure. I would not use it in writing, but anywhere on the speaking test, it would be perfect. Because notice, we're talking about a serious topic, right? But we still throw slang in. Natives do that. You can do that on IELTS. So this can also be a phrasal verb, to jack up. And we always use it with money, right? So jack up the prices, jack up the taxes, or just jack the taxes. So guys, that is a great phrase. Anytime you're talking about the government needing to raise money for something or charge more money for something, or if you're just talking about like inflation, right? Anytime a price increases, you could describe it by jacking up the price. Somebody increased it. They jacked it up.
And I think it's interesting to note that it does have a little bit of a negative connotation. You wouldn't say like, oh, my salary just got jacked or jacked up, right?
Totally.
To say that it's increased, because that's a good thing. Jack it definitely is more for like taxes or inflation, something negative that you're not real thrilled that it increased.
Totally. Exactly. Okay, awesome. And then the next word that we want you guys to practice using is the verb regulate. So words related to this that you already know, right? Rule, obviously. And a synonym for rule is regulation, which I do think is an impressive word, but it's still more common than the verb form to regulate. So to regulate just means to put rules on something, to put laws in place about something, to decide restrictions, right? All of those are definitions for to regulate. So obviously, guys, if you want the government to pass a law about something, you could use this verb, right? Don't say pass a law. Say, I feel the government should regulate this by passing laws on the amount of sugar in drinks, or regulate this by prohibiting people from purchasing over a certain amount of whatever. So to regulate something by doing something else. This is a tough word to use correctly. And that's why it's so important, guys, to get it in context, like we're showing you today. So you make sure to use it correctly on test day.
Yes, exactly. You could go back and listen to that clip again, Michelle, where she says, I think it's okay to regulate it. Look at the context, how she uses it, and definitely practice it. Because that is the problem. Some of our students, you're putting high-level vocabulary in, and if you don't use it in context or learn it in context, your vocabulary score can actually go down if you use it incorrectly. So it's so important to make sure, note it with correct context, write it in your vocabulary notebook with example sentences, and make sure you're getting that meaning correct.
Exactly. I mean, we even have to change the way we give advice to students depending on how close they are to their exam, precisely because of what Aubrey is talking about. If we are coaching a student who has their exam like a month from now, then we're like, yes, take risks, right? Learn new vocab. Practice using it in the Facebook group. Practice using it with us. But if we're interviewing someone, if we're giving a mock speaking test and the student is like, I have my exam this Saturday, then I'm like, okay, do not use any words you're not sure of, because it will decrease your score, right? So even if you're using like tons of impressive vocabulary, if you're also using a lot of vocabulary incorrectly, you're still going to get a 6, right? So just make sure not to take risks on your exam.
If you haven't yet subscribed to Conversations and Coffee, you are missing out. These are fun, native conversations with multiple speakers about interesting topics. Not only that, you get a vocabulary lesson and a quiz to check your understanding, as well as transcripts. You get one each week in your email. There is nothing to lose, you guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/fast.
Okay, so what is the next word?
Yes, the next one, you heard Michelle say PSA. She said, focus more on the PSAs. And this is an acronym that stands for public service announcements. So yes, we had been speaking earlier in the discussion about some PSAs that Lindsay and I had both seen in New York City about sugary drinks, trying to help educate the public about not drinking so much sugar, right? And that can be, this is an excellent thing to suggest as a possible solution for anything that if you're wanting the government to make a difference, to regulate something, to suggest that they release some PSAs.
Yes, I love it. Yeah, these two vocabulary phrases, guys, oh my gosh, you could use these in any problem solution essay, I promise you, right? Regulate, as Aubrey said, and then PSA, right? Anytime the government needs to educate the public on something, right? Say a PSA and then say what the acronym stands for, so the examiner is like super impressed with your knowledge, public service announcement. These are often like commercials on TV, right? And they're usually about health. Like there's been lots of public service announcements lately about how to wear a mask correctly or like stuff like that.
Yes.
So great example of stuff to put in problem solution essays. Okay, we have two more quick phrases for you. This first one I super love. It is the verb glamorize it. It means to make something look amazing, to make people believe this is awesome when really it's not, right? So you heard Aubrey actually say this in the clip. I feel like the more you glamorize it, the more you see the brand out there, blah, blah, blah. So that's a great context for it. And we often see this when adults are talking about like violence in video games or, you know, like on TV or whatever. People say like, oh, there's too much violence in the media. It glamorizes violence and it makes young people want to mimic that behavior. So it's often like the media, right, glamorizes certain behaviors that are not great, but it makes them look cool.
Exactly, right? This is such a high-level word, you guys, especially for task two. I could see it coming up like that. You know, you could have that exact topic of just what are things in the media that are harmful and what are ways to keep children safer, or video games, if children should be using video games. So use this verb to say that it shouldn't be glamorized.
I love it. So glamorize is the verb and glamour is the noun, which is positive, right? Glamorous is the adjective, which is also positive. So it's funny that we use the verb often in a negative context. That's interesting.
Interesting.
So this last phrase, guys, we've mentioned it before, but I wanted to remind you because I am still telling a lot of students in personal coach classes to remember informal fillers. So the very last part of the clip, guys, you heard Lindsay agree with Aubrey, and she said, for sure. So guys, don't say yes on the test. That's so boring, right? In speaking part one or even speaking part three. Don't say, yes.
That makes you sound like a student, right?
Yeah, for sure. I say that all the time.
Yeah, I know. And natives say it all the time. Yeah, for sure. That's a great filler. Gives you a second to think of what you want to say.
Awesome. So anytime, guys, you can sound more natural, that is getting you closer to that 7 or higher on speaking. And of course, all of this language you heard us use today, and even these real opinions that you heard expressed. All of this stuff is so fantastic in your IELTS preparation. So you could sign up for this program. You get a lesson every week, guys. Transcripts, vocab, listening quiz, natural conversation. Sign up at allearsenglish.com/fast for conversations and coffee. And we want to remind you guys to leave us a review. We know that you at least got one vocabulary word today that you would find very useful. So if you guys could use it in a review, that would be amazing. So for example, go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and say, for sure, this is the most amazing IELTS podcast.
Yes, I love it. I'm excited to read you guys' reviews. So yeah, let's hear them.
Awesome. All right, Aubrey, thanks for hanging out today.
Yep, see ya.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.